Adventures of Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan has gone from Honolulu to the island of Maui in pursuit of Morton Rand, head of the notorious international syndicate, who has stolen a magnificent ruby, the Eye of Buddha, from Timothy Eden, millionaire jewel merchant of San Francisco. Rand is hiding out on the cattle ranch of Malcolm Boyd, another leader of the gang, and as neither Boyd nor Rand know Charlie Chan by sight, he believes himself comparatively safe in his disguise as Ah Kim, a Chinese cook. But Chan is recognized by Whitey Burke, one of Rand's henchmen.
Ah, Kim, nothing. He's Charlie Chan.
Before Charlie can make a move, Boyd covers him with a gun.
Reach for the ceiling, quick.
What's the matter, boss? Me no understand.
But you will understand before we're finished. Tie him up, Whitey.
What'll I use?
Anything, you fool. Your belt, that sash around his waist. Work fast.
Okay, boss. Keep him covered, Boyd.
Don't worry, Whitey.
Yeah, now. I'll search him.
Yeah, let me take care of that. Here you are. A 45 up his sleeve.
How fortunate. When they find you, Inspector, it will be with your hand clutched round your own gun and with powder marks on your forehead. We must see to it, Whitey, that the shot is fired at close range. A clear case of suicide, they'll say, and we shall try to think of it that way. And then our consciences will be clear because we didn't have anything to do with it. Did we, Boyd?
Oh, what's the use of all that chatter? Let me slip it to him now and get it over with.
That, my dear Boyd, is your greatest trouble. You're inclined to hasty action without sufficient forethought. Don't you agree with me, Inspector Chan?
Regret exceedingly inability to do so. When jig is up, why tire feet with additional dancing?
Well, there may be something in what you say. Well, Boyd, if you insist.
Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
The real cook. Sing Wong. If he palmed Chan off on us as his cousin, that means that
he's onto it, too. Come on, Boyd, we'll see.
Look, there goes Sing Wong now. But we'll get him.
Whitey, watch Charlie Chan. If you let him get away,
he won't get away.
Come on, Boyd.
Good luck, Boyd. Well, Mr. R. Kim, you've certainly cooked up a fine mess for yourself this time.
Regretfully compelled to admit truth of statement. Originally planned to confine culinary activities to everyday articles of diet. Instead, seem to have cooked own goose.
I'll say you have. Just as soon as they knock over that slant-eyed pal of yours, Boyd and the boss will be back here, and then, well, them felt slippers you're wearing look nice. But I wouldn't want to be in them.
appreciate your solicitude, but wish to quote to you from writings of great Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, who tells that many who send regrets to sick man will die before he does.
It's no use, Charlie. You're Pao and you know it. But if it makes you any happier to pull a lot of them Chinese proverbs out of your head...
Mr. Whitey, have you ever seen man hanged?
Huh?
I repeat, have you ever seen man hanged?
No. Why?
I did, once.
What's that got to do with it?
It was most unhappy experience. One which I have tried very hard to erase from memory. Unfortunately, cannot do so.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Guards come to cell of condemned man who has spent terror-haunted night listening to crash of testing gallows. They bring priests to administer last rites and spiritual consolation. Then begin slow walk down corridor and into prison yard where a scaffold stands.
All right. Never mind the rest of it.
Unfortunate wretch I saw was in truly pitiful plight. Nerve was completely gone.
He lost his nerve, huh?
Guards were compelled to carry him, gibbering like idiots, between them, down corridor, across prison yard, and up steps leading to scaffold, where hangman awaited.
The hangman?
Cap is placed overhead. Priest whispers last few words. Then noose is adjusted.
Cut it, James. Cut it, I tell you.
If you have never seen hanging, Mr. Whitey, then you have never seen hangman's noose.
Noose?
Hangman's noose with its strange knot made of 8 heavy coils.
Yeah? What's that for?
When trap is sprung, an unhappy sinner makes final atonement. Knot is designed to strike behind ear and break neck, bringing merciful relief of quick death.
Quick, eh?
Unfortunately, same not always occurring. Hangman bungle job on execution, eyewitness.
Huh?
Poor wretch dangle there, slowly strangling to death.
Strangling?
Face distorted with agony. Limbs twitching.
Cut it, I tell you, Charlie. I can't stand it. I can't.
Brave man does not fear death, Mr. Whitey. But hanging are most terrible end of all. And that are what most inevitably befall you.
No. No.
Unless you assist me now. If you do so, guarantee you lightest penalty for all past misdeeds.
Yeah?
But if I die, day must come when you and Mr. Morton Rand and Mr. Boyd must pay. And pay as I have described on gallows.
No, not hanging. Not that I can't. Here. Let me cut them things that's tying you.
That is infinitely better. Only animal who has known relentless grip of trap truly appreciates freedom.
Come on, we gotta get going, Charlie. If they get back before we're...
Suggest you first return to me a revolver, which Mr. Boyd has so ignominiously removed.
Here you are. Now let's blow.
Must humbly decline to do so.
Huh?
Suggest same as exceedingly wise course of conduct for you, Mr. Whitey. Secure boat. Return to Honolulu. I shall meet you there at my office 3 days from today at 10 o'clock in morning. Unless my plans miscarry.
Your plans? What are you going to do?
Intend to remain here and prepare happy surprise for Mr. Morton Rand and Mr. Boyd upon their return.
Blast Singwar's eyes. He was just lucky enough to grab the fastest horse at the hitching rack. That's how he got away.
Call it luck if you want to, my dear Boyd. I attribute it to Oriental wisdom. A wisdom which is far deeper than ours.
Yeah? Well, if you ask me, Charlie Chan wasn't so all-fired wise.
Charlie Chan is brave to the point of being foolhardy. A quality which can be very disastrous to its possessor, as he has now learned.
Yeah, you said it.
But don't underestimate his capabilities, Boyd. I'm not what you might call a nervous man. I'm going to sleep a lot easier at night when I know that Charlie Chan is finally and definitely disposed of.
Disposed of? That's certainly a neat way of putting it. Say, how are you going to handle it?
As the saying goes, with neatness and dispatch. One deftly placed bullet, a nice clean getaway, and then...
All them places you was telling me about, huh?
And more besides.
Say, how much you figure that Eye of Buddha ruby is worth, anyway?
What we can get for it.
Yeah, but how much is that in cash?
That all depends on how badly somebody wants it. And I have an idea that our good friend Mr. Eden wants it very badly indeed.
That's a hot one. Selling Eden his own property back. I'd never have figured out that angle.
As a matter of fact, the thought just came to me. Why should we go seeking a market when we have a buyer right at hand?
I gotta hand it to you, Rand. You got plenty of brains.
And I use them.
Well, here we are. Oh, boy. Oh, there. Here, let me take your horse. I'll tie him up at the hitching rack, and then
wait
we'll...
Wait a minute. Don't dismount.
What's the matter?
How many horses were at the rack when we started after Singhua?
Well, let me see now. I think there was four.
Yes?
The roan and the sorrel and the pinto.
Well,
and...
only three now. The sorrel is gone.
Say, that's the horse Burke was using.
There's something up, Boyd. If Whitey has double-crossed us, I...
Look! Over there in the doorway. Charlie Chan.
How do you do, gentlemen? Unfortunately, Mr. Whitey called away upon important business, so I'm compelled to receive you single-handed. Please dismount quickly, but moving carefully. I have exceedingly nervous trigger finger.
Why, you dirty...
Sorry for poor Mr. Malcolm Boyd. Should not have tried to draw guns. You will please dismount?
With pleasure, Mr. Chan.
Giddy up, boy. Huh?
Oh, no. No, you...
Better luck next time, Colin.
Sorry to have missed you, Mr. Rand. But you may rest assured there will be a next time.
So Charlie Chan's perilous visit to the island of Maui was all in vain. For once again, Morton Rand has escaped the avenging hand of the law. Be sure to listen to the next exciting chapter of The Adventures of Charlie Chan.